Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We love that you are here. It is indeed the good stuff. I've got a piece coming up called The Cat in Heaven. That's a
Okay.
cute little story that I'm excited to share with everybody. But before I do that, I really want to talk about the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. You know, they really know how to celebrate Western heritage. They share the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more by going to NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Maybe get them on your list for places to travel this summer.
And speaking of places to travel, come on down to Valentine, Nebraska for Bull Bash, February 14th and Valentine's Day in the Heart City. And if you're planning a getaway next summer, well, then you can go to visitvalentine.com to find out more details on that. Kim, what do you have for us on the good stuff today?
Well, like I said, it's called The Cat in Heaven. So, you know, of course, there's a cat that's going to die. Cat died and went to heaven. God met her at the gates and said, "You have been such a good cat all these years. Anything you want is yours for the asking." The cat thought for a moment and then said, "All my life I lived on a farm and slept on hard wooden floors. I would like a real fluffy pillow to sleep on." God says, "Say no more." Instantly, the cat had a huge fluffy pillow. A few days later, six mice were killed in an accident. And they all went to heaven together. God met the mice at the gates with the same offer that he had made the cat. The mice said, "Well, we have had to run all our lives from cats, dogs, even people with brooms. If we could just have some little roller skates, we would not have to run again." God answered, "It is done." All the mice had beautiful little roller skates. About a week later, God decided to check on the cat. He found her sound asleep on her fluffy pillow. God gently awakened the cat and asked, "Is everything okay? How have you been doing? Are you happy?" The cat stretched and replied, "Oh, it's wonderful. I have never been so happy in my life. The pillow is so fluffy, and those little Meals on Wheels you've been sending over are just delicious."
I have an animal story as well called The Man and the Ostrich, and I do not have the author on this one. But anyway, a man walks into a restaurant, full-grown ostrich behind him. The waitress asks him for their orders. The man says, "A hamburger, fries, and a Coke," and turns to the ostrich. "What's yours?" "I'll have the same," says the ostrich. A short time later, the waitress returns with the order. "That'll be $9.40, please." The man reaches into his pocket, pulls out the exact change for payment. The next day, the man and the ostrich come again, and the man says, "A hamburger, fries, and a Coke." The ostrich says, "I'll have the same." Again, the man reaches into his pocket, exact change. This becomes routine until the two enter again. "The usual?" asks the waitress. "Nope, this Friday night, so I'm going to have a steak, baked potato, and a salad," says the man. "Same," says the ostrich. Shortly, the waitress brings the order and says, "That will be $32.62. Once again, the man pulls the exact change out of his pocket and places it right there on the table. The waitress cannot hold back her curiosity any longer. "Excuse me, sir. How do you manage to always come up with the exact change in your pocket every time?" "Well," says the man, "several years ago, cleaning the attic, and I found an old lamp. When I rubbed it, a genie appeared and offered me two wishes. My first wish was that if I ever had to pay for anything, I would just put my hand in my pocket and the right amount of money would always be there." "That's brilliant," said the waitress. "Most people would ask for $1 million or something, but you'll always be as rich as you want for as long as you live." "That's right. Whether it's a gallon of milk or a Rolls Royce, the exact money is always there," says the man. And the waitress asks, "What's with the ostrich?" The man sighs, pauses, and answers, "Well, my second wish was for a tall chick with long legs who agrees with everything I say."
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
A reminder about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo that's going on this week up in Rapid City. Youth livestock shows, horse and stallion shows, all of those things have been going on. The trade show continues, the Western Art and Sale also at the Monument in Rapid City, and some concerts coming up this weekend. Check that out at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, or go to centralstatesfairinc.com. for some details. Kim, do you have something to wrap things up today?
Of course I do. A few things here from Julie French up in Minnesota. Why is a person who plays the piano called a pianist, but a person who drives a race car is not called a racist?
That would be wrong.
It's funny what we do with words, isn't it? If it's true that we are here to help others, then what exactly are the others here for?
To help the ones we're not helping, I guess.
I don't know. Do Lipton tea employees take coffee breaks?
No, they do not. They have to have tea breaks. It's in their contract.
Oh, it is? Okay.
More of that wisdom coming your way on The Good Stuff.